Good morning, dear friend. Let's go to talking about recent activities, 2013 and 2014. And the beginning of 2013, Professor Milan Bačević was the Ministry of the Natural Resources and Space Planning in the government of the Serbia, raised again the usage on the integral Morava River regulation and construction of the navigable waterway from the Danube River to the agency by signing the protocol of understanding for the preparation of the viability study for construction waterway canal Morava with the company China Gejoba Group Corporation. After data collection, research and numerous analysis in October 2013, China Gejoba Group Corporation submitted the comprehensive planning report Morava Valley with recommendation for construction of waterway and preliminary evaluation and needed investment, proposing to the government of the Republic of Serbia to consider project and define next step. According to this comprehensive planning report, Morava Valley, as well as opinion of a relevant Serbian expert, the project should include the first one, flood protection, the second one, construction of irrigation system for surrounding high-quality agricultural land, improvement of water supply system for surrounding cities and industry, the fourth, exploitation of the hydro-energetic potential and navigation, the five, tourism by developing nautical tourism, fishing and other related activities, the six, deprivation of negative democratic processes in South and Central Serbia, and the seventh is environmental protection. About some information about the technical characteristic of the canal and possibilities. The basic parameters of the waterway Morava-Vardar-Axios are total length is 650 kilometers. Waterway length in the Morava section is 350 kilometers. About waterway length in the Vardar section in Macedonia is 275, and length of the watershed is 30 kilometers. Total length in regulated river flow of Morava and Vardar Axios Pčinja River is 484 kilometers, and total length of lateral canals waterway is 166 kilometers. Length of the canal branch along West Morava River to the city Kraljevo is 63 kilometers. Length of the canal branch along Nišava River to the city of Nice is 15 kilometers, and length of the canal branch along Vardar River to the city of Skopje, capital town of Macedonia, is 35 characteristic. Technical characteristic was built for the waterway and shipping barges through the AGN contract, and this is the rule about the waterway transport in Europe. And I want to say the two different things. The project decide to be a waterway for the class 4. You can see in the first, for the left side, and the mention of the canal with the class 4. But this contract suggests to be 5B for the new waterway around Europe. About the technical characteristics and the ships and the barge, we were talking a little bit with a small movie at the end of this presentation. Also, in the small movie, 3.5 minutes, will be all these characteristics about the channel. Okay, let's go now to talking about the multifunctional dimension of this project and many things what is included in this large program. The first thing is a hydropower production. Current situation and problems in Serbia. The installed capacity of the hydropower station in Serbia is account for 30% of the total installed capacity. There are 25 hydropower stations in the Morava Valley with installed capacity of 1,500 megawatt. The theoretical standing stock of water power resources in the mainstream of the Morava River is 350 megawatt. in this moment. Proposal, solution, and project. 5 hydropower plants on Great Morava River. The plant installed capacity of the South Morava Valley is 190 megawatt, and average annual energy output is 476 gigawatt hour. The plant installed capacity in the West Morava Valley is 60 megawatt, and average annual energy output 237 gigawatt hour. Is approximately between the 23 and the 27th new power station in this valley, in these three rivers, West, Great, and South Morava. Also, the project given to effect and benefit in this possibility, and after the complexion and planning cascade, the installed capacity will be increased by 360 megawatt, and the generating capacity will be increased by 1,428 gigawatt hour. The annual power generation benefit amounts can be to 805.7 million euros per year, increasing the participation of renewable energies and energy production, and decreasing important electric energy dependence. About the flood protection, I just remember all of us that the Serbia has a big problems during this year in the May. And some rivers like Morava, West Morava, South Morava, Kolubara rivers and the other rivers was flooded in Serbia in thousand and thousand hectares square. Then destroyed a lot of villages, cities, industrial area, and the total damage, you can see some pictures of this situation in the May 2014. The total damage in this moment is 1.1 billion euro. This project given to us the proposal and solution how to keep this situation better for us. And I want to say just one of this point, that the land of the accomplished embankment project will be 212 kilometers. And this the new embankment will be protected, the land, agriculture, villages, city, etc., etc. Effect and the benefit about the flood protection is improving the flood control systems, agricultural land protection and increases of agricultural production, protection of settlement infrastructure and other facilities, and naturalization of negative economic effect as a consequence as flooding. The next one benefit on this project is water supply in the Morava Valley. Total water consumption of the city reaches in 232 million cubic meters, of which domestic water takes up 50%, with the amount 109 million cubic meters. Will annual industrial water take up 16% with amount of 31 million cubic meters. There are 23 reservations in the Morava Valley, mainly located on its tributary. The water quality is main low, the distribution system is worn out, level of connection of household to the central water supply system is low, water source protection is indicated, the anyway of water supplies. The project given to us to propose a solution in the project, we can see how many millions it will be planted in the Great Morava Valley 2020 and 2030. Effect and benefit. Improvement of water supply for population and industry in terms of quality and quantity of the water increases use of organized water supply system, increases the quality of life, is solving numerous problems and shortcoming in the system of water supplies and settlements. The next one is irrigation. current situation and problems, there is 1.1 billion hectares of cultivated land in the Morava Valley, of which land that are suitable of irrigation occupies 0.2 million hectares, which irrigated are occupies only 4,005 hectares, taking up only 0.3%. The water efficiency of irrigation in the Morava Valley is 0.5. Proposal and solution of the project. Three reservoirs surviving as irrigation water source are planned to be constructed in the South Morava Valley, in the place Dobrotin, the West Morava Valley, Maškare, and the Great Morava Valley, Bagrdan. It's the plan to construction of supporting canal system, which will be guarantee the impermeability of the canal system so as to improve the water efficiency. Development of the modern water-saving irrigation regions and popularizing modern irrigation technologies like dripping irrigation and sprinkling irrigation. Effect and benefit. It's predicted that the cultivated land in the Morava Valley will reach 1.1 billion hectares by the planning level year of 2020 and 1.6 million hectares by the planning level year 2030. The irrigated area in this river valley, which reached 8,005 hectares by the planning level year 2020 and 40,005 hectares by the planning level year 2030. It's the plan that the water efficiency of irrigation will reach 0.6 2020 to 0.7 in 2030. One of the also dimension of this big project is water protection about the industrials and cities and villages. Let's go to talking about the proposal solution on the project. The sewage needs to be collected into urban sewage treatment plants for centralized treatment, and the drained water up the standard after treatment shall be drained into the not drinking water source functional area. Build system for urban waste water treatment. Sewage the regeneration technology process into the treat influence in the secondary sewage treatment plant and successfully contest coagulation, sedimentation, filtering, etc., etc., and desertification. Put the sewage regeneration application and matching facility into the trail running before 2020, perfect, and adjust the equipment during 2030 to make it mature. Expand the forest area, development of ecological agriculture, and develop a network of water quality monitoring system. Effect and benefit about the part of the water protection of this project is preservation of water quality, preservation of drinking water source, improving the environmental situation, reducing pollution of agricultural and other land, and increases forest coverage. And for the last important of these projects, system of valley of the Great West and South Morava rivers represent the backbone of the spatial structure of the Central Serbia. Geostrategic potential that are crucial for the development of Serbia, for its development activities, to concentration of population, development of urban agglomeration, agriculture, which strong economic axis are concentrated in this area. Morava River Basin cover 42% of Serbia land, where approximately 3 million people live and its water potential at confluence is 45% out of the total water resource in Serbia. The project of regulation of the Morava River Basin in Serbia and the construction on the waterway Danube Agency are compatible with the two main tendencies of modern society, connecting countries at natural and the water resource conservation. According to the data from the Central European Development Forum, by 2025, two-thirds of humanity will feel a serious lack of water. So the multifunctional and integrated approach to water resource management is a duty of every responsible society. By the construction on the Rhine main Danube canal, the Danube became the backbone of the single waterway that connects the North and the Black Sea, that is the port of the Rotterdam and Constanza. This created a new trade route between the countries of the North, Central and Western Europe, and a direct connection to the Black Sea, which also means the connection with the Suez Canal and Middle and Far East region. The geostrategic position of the Pannonia Plain and the Sava-Danube connection with the Morava Basin, which is linked with the Vardar and the further with the Aegean Sea and the Mediterranean, is a unique system of valley lowland zone in Europe. By linking of them, a great waterway could be created on the world connected to the North, South and the Central Europe. Thanks to the Pan-European Corridor 7, the Danube and the existing waterway Rhine-Main-Danube Canal. Broader context, the aspiration to connect to East and the West, China and Europe. Data dates back to the old days before the Christ. Over time, with occasional contact to Eastern and Western civilization, led to development of the ancient Silk Road, about 6,005 kilometers long, used for good transportation, religion expansion, interchange of the cultural achievement and the credit knowledge. The decline of the importance of mainland Silk Road began with the rise of the China's oversized trade. Traveling by the sea provided to be cheaper, safer, and faster. Therefore, the digging of the Suez Canal was of fundamental importance for connecting China, India, the Middle East, and East Europe. The important maritime route proposed Danube, Morava, Vardar, Axios against sea water could be a modern alternative to the ancient Silk Road. It would link the North Europe with the Mediterranean Sea through the center of the Balkan Peninsula, being an important strategic project not only for Serbia, but for all the countries of the North, Western, Central Europe and the Middle Far East region. And before I send to you, thank you for your attention. I please to play small movie, 3.5 minutes about this project. Thank you.
Is a multifunctional project of high importance for the Republic of Serbia. Since the basin of the river Morava covers a significant part of the territory, including its largest cities, main corridors, population, agricultural land, etc. Regulation of the river Morava and its tributaries by constructing the flood protection systems, irrigation system using their waters for water supply for surrounding cities and industries, exploitation of hydroelectric potential, etc. would bring a lot of benefits to the development of the whole republic. Moreover, the construction of navigable waterway from Danube to Thessaloniki would be the shortened route Belgrade-Thessaloniki for approximately 1,200 kilometers if compared to the route running by the Danube, the Black Sea and the Aegean Sea, while the river and channel transport in general have lots of advantages over rail and road traffic, such as considerably low transport costs, large capacities, reduced number of employees, big advantages in loading and discharging, storage and maintenance of various types of goods and their safety in transit. Connected with the European Channel Network, Rhine-Main-Danube territory, the Mordava-Vardar Channel will have a great influence on the increase of economic benefits of the Eastern and Western Europe. The navigable Mordava-Vardar Channel travels 650 kilometers with about 812 meters elevation difference to overcome. Kam. It is 1.25 per kilometer of length. It is divided into five sections. The first section on navigable line starts from the river mouth where the Great Morava River flows into the Danube to the interchange of South Morava River and West Morava River with a distance up to 149.1 kilometers and total of five cascades planned. In the dry season, the water level at the confluence of Morava River and the Danube is 69.8 meters and that of fifth cascade is the 130.7 meters with a water head difference of 60.9 meters. The second section of navigable line starts for the interchange of South Morava River and West Morava River to the interchange of Binačka Morava and Moravica and extends along the South Morava River until the ship lift in front of watershed 196.14 kilometers long. One part of South Morava River is designed as the waterway regulation and other parts are designed according to the Brent channel with a total of 27 cascades planned of which the ship lift is adopted for the navigation structures of ST26 cascades and navigation locks for the rest. The water level of 32nd cascade is 398.7 meters with a total head difference of 268 meters. In this section, the navigable channel flows through Stalaj Canyon at 16 kilometers and Grdelička Klisura at 122 kilometers. The third section is the watershed 29.3 kilometers long, starting at the interchange of Binačka Morava and Moravica and traveling to the end of horizontal section of channel watershed. A ship lift with a lifting height of 35.6 meters is set on one side of the Morava River. Entire navigable line is designed as branch channels. The water level of channel at the watershed is 434.3 meters. The fourth section travels from the end of horizontal section of watershed channel to the border of Greece, 201 kilometers long, running through Pčinja and Vardar valleys. This section contains four ship lifts with lifting height from 36 to 40.3 meters and 18 cascades. The water level at the 18th cascade, the border between Macedonia and Greece, is 44 meters with a total head difference of 390.3 meters. One part is designed as the waterway regulation and another part is designed according to the Brent channel. The fifth section travels from the Greek border to Thessaloniki Bay, 73 kilometers long, with a head difference of 44 meters and total of three cascades, part which is designed for the riverbed remediation of Vardar River. And the final part into the estuary is designed as the branch channel. Part of channel at watershed is located within the Morava Valley, with the rest within the Vardar Valley, and the total length of 85 kilometers. The most critical issue of this section is the water supply in the dry season. Based on this, two reservoirs should provide the water for this channel, Binačka Morava Skončulj and Pčinja Spagans. Release 20 multiple 106 meters cube water each year for navigation, which is adequate to keep navigable. The ship life is adopted for the cascade instead of sluice gate and navigation locks. Ship lift does not consume water, so a lot of water may be saved at this section. To process and store the goods, some ports shall be built along the channel. The grades of these ports depend on the size and importance of flowing area and the expected export-import and transit. According to the analysis of cargo and through capacity of channel, the annual cargo of Morava River Vardar channel is about 6 million tons to 10 million tons. The ideas of linking the channel of the Morava River and constructing a new channel from the Vardar River to the channel of the Aegean Sea conform to European strategies to promote and upgrade inland water transportation. It is indispensable for improving the mobility, security and living quality to establish the inland water transportation in multimodal transport policy.
Turn the light on again. Thank you very much, Mr. Dunčić and Professor Nikolić.